This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday seeking to put additional pressure on Iran's economy. The move comes amid rising concerns about a potential armed confrontation between the two nations. U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to shooting down a U.S. drone last week, but President Trump says the U.S. is not interested in a confrontation with Iran.
America is a peace-loving nation. We do not seek conflict with Iran or any other country. I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It can also be in years from now.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Majid Takhravanchi, told reporters Iran doesn't want conflict either.
We want neither war nor an escalation of tension in the Persian Gulf region.
But he said the United States government is manipulating the situation for political gain.
This helps them to justify further foreign military buildup in the region and sell more American investor arms to certain countries. To pursue this policy, they resort to deception, fabrications, and disinformation.
The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Ossam Nusiga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt has also died. State media have named General Ossam Nu as the leader of the coup attempt. You're listening to VOA News. The 2020